bunny is a rider. Satellite can find her. No sympathy. Ain't nothing for free. Bunny is a rider. Satellite can find her. No sympathy. Ain't nothing for free. Bunny is a rider. No sympathy. Satellite can find her, no sympathy. But I'm so non-physical. I do feel like a lady. I do, my heart's blazing. I do, heart isn't breaking. I do, but don't rub my neck. Bunny is a rider. Satellite can find her, no sympathy. Ain't nothing for free. Bunny is a rider. Giddy up, can't find it. No sympathy. Ain't nothing for free. Dirty like it's Earth Day. Tryna wet that palate. Can you cut that dry? Crush that rag. Run down to Dionne. A-wall on a Thursday. Tryna go ask Alice. Tryna catch that rabbit. But I'm so non-physical.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, specifically on the unceded territories of the Hencomenum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. I am your host, Dork. And you just heard Bunny is a Rider by Caroline Polachek, her brand new single. I know I played it last week. You know what, dear listener? You can sue me because I love that song and I'm going to keep playing it for as long as I want. I don't know what it is about that song. It is so, in my brain, it's so repeatable and like consistently enjoyable. I love it. I was recently talking to my coworker. And I was like, oh, what are you listening to? And they were like, oh, I'm just listening to the same song on repeat. Like, that's how I focus. And that's, like, very much my experience, I guess, with this song specifically. And, like, I have a few other songs that it doesn't really matter. Anyway, Bunny is a Rider. It's a sick song. CITR 101.9 FM is the station you are listening to. And Teachable Moments is a show that is on it. And it's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definition of the word cool noun, fashion. F-A-S-H-U-N. Last week I talked about... I've done an episode on fashion before, but I didn't... I feel like I had, like, too many thoughts and too many ideas, so I kind of, like, half-spoke on a lot of stuff. I'm focusing on one element of fashion that was, like, really, really born out of last week's episode, which was cool adjective, especially of clothing, keeping one from becoming too hot. If I think of clothing that keeps one from becoming too hot... Obviously, my brain goes right to linen, of course. And I don't know if you know this, dear listener, but I work with the one and the only Jasper Sloan Yip, who is the programming manager here at CITR, and he rocks linen like it's nobody's freaking business. Linen was, it almost feels like Jasper was born to like represent linen, because it fits everything about Jasper so beautifully and so well. We're gonna talk about that more later in the episode, because Jasper will be joining me. He just released a brand new two song EP, Halcyon Dream and Gin Fizz. We're gonna play one of the songs, and it's gonna be exceptional. And he's gonna talk about the album, upcoming album, and also hopefully linen, if I can get him to. But the focus of today's fashion episode is almost more like aesthetic. Like, what is considered cool dress in one community is not going to be the same in another community. And, like, that has to do with, like, I guess, like, uniforms and community and, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I remember one time I was, like, walking down the street and I just, like, had a moment of, like, wow, I've really, like, changed everything about how I dress to fit into this one, space where I seem to take up a lot of space, or a space where I spend a lot of time. And that's not a bad thing. Like, every aesthetic, every fashion community is beautiful. But it is interesting, like, how distinct they are. So we are going to go into that was me trying to do an arrow, into one of the most, like, I think, like, fun aesthetics in music. It's, like, there's so much, I think, like, playfulness happening in that area of fashion. But, like, the fashion around hip-hop, and like, kind of R&B, which obviously is, like, really, really closely connected to Black fashion and Black culture and stories. I am going to be playing all Indigenous artists, Indigenous and Afro-Indigenous artists, just because there are three local artists who put out great music recently, and I just have to play it. I just have to. So, this first song is Like Line by Prada Monroe off of the Prada Monroe EP. I know I played it, again, dear listener, I know I played it on the show before. I don't care. this song was released in, like, 2016, and it is back and better than ever in this brand new version. So you are going to be, you're listening to it, and you're about to be on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I can never catch you, my night. Surfing through waves like the internet. God is listening to test. I can never ever rest. I feel his heart, it's in my chest. I can take another breath. I breathe this bitch like cigarettes. Just the look and I was dead. Please look into my eyes. I'm Miss Medusa. I might use ya, bruise ya. Don't give me a disguise. I just wanna know what you like. Don't give me a disguise. I just wanna know what you like. I put you on.
love you, a white girl in a white world in a white house. Cause I'm never slack. I'm a black girl in a black world. I got black eyes and a big ass and a matte black. Cause the dog is the home of every side. I can love be your world, but be on the light. But you won't like lying. I'll put you on like lying. I'll put you on like.
Give a fuck that you're famous. You're already late, make all my baby taste it. I'm just trying to fuck, can you take it? Kissing on your neck backstage is a show in Barbados. I don't give a, give a. 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 Miss each other, huh? Every summer, and if good things never. Scrolling through your phone, we all over Instagram like I don't even know. We've been making headlines all the time. I don't give a fuck that you're famous. You're already late, make them wait, baby, taste it. I'm just trying to fuck, can you take it? Kissing on your neck backstage is a show in Las Vegas. I don't give a, give a.
Surrounded by my people, goddamn, I need a refill. Money over, it's the lesser of two evils. they look at me now. She giving me the lowdown. She told me keep it low-key, but all my homies know now. All I gotta do is stick to the code. They hate me on the net, but they love me on the road.
Here I go, ayy. Will Smith, I'm legend. I got legends all around me. Miss me with the shots you throwing and get the rope, but don't my homie too good to be true. Eat that phone, it baloney. Sipping with my homie, shit.
My uncle taught me.
Grounded and lifted, bro. I'm somewhere in the middle. Yeah, I'm so res official. Nietzsche, blow the fucking whistle. Fly like an eagle, word to Philly. That McMilly, my brain stupid silly. I'm a big buck savage. Feel me?
Feel me? Feel me?
Ever since I could remember, I'm the man. Only legends in the family understands. Everybody know my name wherever we go. I'm the man in my city, Uncle Rico.
Me and my nieces, we the boys in the band. Rockstar lifestyle, we out of hand. We rolling hella deep, but we need a little more. I'm a man in my city, Uncle Rico. Let me talk my shit, Uncle Rico.
Let me talk my shit, Uncle Rico.
Let me talk my shit, Uncle Rico.
I'ma talk my shit, Uncle Rico.
You just heard Uncle Rico by Snotty Nose Rez Kids, their most recent single. The video came out for it a couple days ago, I want to say. And, like, the way that it's shot, like, I know that it sounds like so whatever cliche, but, like, it's shot all on film, I'm pretty sure. And, like, it looks so warm and, like, creamy and beautiful. It also was shot, I think, on, like, the hottest day. Like, it was shot during the heat wave in June. And so it's like there's so much just like a heat, I guess, like in the video. It's really, really, it's really, really cool. And part of the heat is the amount of cameos. There's Mama Rude Gal is featured in it. Nimkish, who, performed the song just before Uncle Rico, Famous. Prado's in it. Prado's sibling, who's like a really amazing photographer, is in it. Zumelia or something. Sorry. It's such a fun video. It's just like people having fun and being hot outside. It's sick. And yeah, so we played Uncle Rico, just where that was Famous by Nimkish, and then opened that set with Prado with the song Like Line. Today's instrument are cool. Cool noun fashion. We're just talking about like how different, I guess, like communities have different styles, I guess. Like, I feel like a really obvious example is like queer communities, where like there's like some like it is like so like there's so much stereotype, but like there's like lesbians as like very like I feel like cottagecore vibes, and then there's like gay guys who are like so I don't know, like ostentatious, I guess. I'm not saying that this is like this is accurate, but like, even like a like between the queer community and then also like I guess like the straights, and then within the queer community there's like so much distinction in dress and like what dress means. Like fashion in queerness has like such a long history in terms of like identifying people, like other queer people, when it like was unsafe to be openly queer, and then also like using fashion to celebrate queerness. Once and kind of like being like pride and like being out, being a part of that. So fashion's really cool. We're hitting into a new territory, I guess. We're like taking a hard turn to not the fashion style that we were just listening to. So this is Allison McNamara's song After Hours, the Yuzu remix. It is a single. Yuzu released one of the best albums I've heard in a long time, Yellow River Blue. It is so freaking good, and I've been playing, I think, like, the past several shows that I've done on this show has featured a Yuzu remix. So, because she is working, and it's great. She produces great things. So, anyway, this is After Hours, the Yuzu remix, and you're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn, and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings, and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Still.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And you just heard the song Whatever It May Be by Diving Cafe out of Victoria. And then opened that set with After Hours, the Yusu remix by Allison McNamara. I am Dork, and today's episode of their cool is cool adjective, fashion. I'm joined in the studio with
Jasper Sloan Yip. Hi, Dork. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. Thank you for agreeing to come on.
It's an honor and a privilege to appear on Teachable Moments.
You are the only interview type thing I've ever done.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the show.
Me as well.
Yeah. Thanks for that makes it even more of an honor to be here.
I specifically wanted to invite you on, A, because you have a brand new release.
It's true, yes.
Halcyon Dream / Shin Fizz. And also, you inspired today's definition of the word cool.
Tell me why.
Because I was thinking about you have the most beautiful linen pieces.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And I was, so last week's episode was cool, or especially when it comes to clothing, cool adjective designed to keep you cool.
Yes.
And linen is that to me.
Yes.
Hands down.
Indeed.
And then I was thinking about how, like, linen, like, has its whole, there's a whole culture around who wears linen, what is linen.
Yes.
And I feel like you embody it.
I have discovered linen it took 30 years.
But you made it.
Once I crossed over the 30-year mark, I discovered natural fibers such as linen.
Nice.
And it can be expensive, you know? But I think it's kind of nice to, like, buy one shirt instead of buying, like, three shirts that kind of wear out, you know?
Yeah.
And aren't, like, fast fashion shirts.
Totally.
So when I can, I try to buy linen clothes. I like linen shirts. I've been on the lookout for linen pants. I like the way they're very drapey.
Totally.
And I like the way that they wrinkle, but they don't look like they're supposed to wrinkle.
Totally.
You know, they're just natural or whatever.
Yeah.
Easy to clean, very durable, hard to stain. I could go on.
But, like, it sounds like your love of linen comes from a deep place in who you are.
I do feel, like, aligned with linen.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel like it really, it's a good, I've never really been, or at least the last little section of my life, I've never really felt like I had an identity in terms of clothing. Like, I've always, lately I find, like, I don't know what to wear, or, like, if, like, clothes aren't expressive for me anymore. Mm-hmm. When I was a teenager, clothes were expressive. Like, I wanted to be like, I'm this, you know, I'm cool. I look at my bracelets.
Totally.
Look at my whatever.
Hey, you're so cool.
Well, no, thank you. But, like, I just feel aligned with linen. There's really no better way to put it.
Thank you so much for sharing your input, thoughts, and feelings.
Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. It's pretty much like everything I expected. Like, I really do. I'm like, Jasper's my linen guy.
Well, yesterday, you know, I was lamenting that I had lost my most recent acquisition, which, for all the listeners at home, I found this very shapeless, like, long-sleeved linen sort of overcoat / cardigan thing, which our colleague Ricky Castaneda Laredo is obsessed with.
And rightfully so. A beautiful piece of clothing.
Shout out to Ricky. But I had lost it, and I found it yesterday. Yeah, I found it.
Victory.
Yep.
That's great. Yep. Thank you so much for talking to me about linen. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about your upcoming release and or most recent one?
Sure. Yeah. Well, let's see. What day is it today? Tuesday?
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. So last Tuesday, I released two singles that my band and I recorded. In March of last year.
March 2020?
Yeah, March 2020.
Oh, yeah, because you went away, right?
We went away to a studio called The Noise Floor on Gabriola Island. And we arrived on Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Vancouver shut down. Yeah, I know. Vancouver shut down on the 14th or the 15th.
Yeah.
Something like that. So we made it just in time. We almost got sent home.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty touch and go because we, like, you know, nobody at remember. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember,
yeah.
But, like, nobody knew what the heck was going on. We're
no.
like, nobody knew if like they were sick, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, and they like shut down the island while we were there. So we like, you know, they weren't allowing people on after like a day or two. So we just made it.
Nice. Yeah. Why were these the two songs that you chose to release? Because it's Halcyon Dream and Gin Fizz.
Yes. They're a set of songs. The well, essentially what we have are two, we're releasing a double EP. So we, during those sessions in March 2020, we finished six songs. We had a full record to make, but we couldn't finish it because of COVID. And then a year later, March 2021, we decided to just record some new material, which resulted in a second EP. So we're releasing a double EP. These Halcyon Dream and Gin Fizz are the first two songs of the first EP, and they're kind of one piece of music. And so we're releasing everything in pairs of songs, just because the music, it kind of makes sense for the music. So
cool.
Yeah.
What about these two songs make them a pair to you?
Well, the audio is actually connected.
Interesting.
So it's like 8 or 9 minutes of, I think it's 7.5 or 8 minutes of audio.
Mm-hmm.
And they also just like, you know, thematically, lyrically, they kind of fit together. Yeah. The album's about like, well, it started, it's kind of just about endings and like saying goodbye to things. It's sort of, there's like these two parallel kind of themes of like climate dread and like the end of like my band and my musical life. It's kind of these like parallel things are like coming to an end, and so the record is about like coming to terms with those two things ending.
Is there a party song in there? A goodbye, a farewell to parties?
There is a farewell, not to partying specifically. I you know, but that is kind of like part of the theme of like, I guess, growing up, to just put it simply, you know, like those, as you get older, certain things just, you don't do them anymore. And I guess partying, hopefully I will still have fun times with my friends in the future, but I've definitely moved on from a lot of things.
I have faith that you will party again.
I love to party.
Like, hey, you heard it here first. Jasper Sloan Yip loves to party.
I do. I love to have fun. I can be a really fun person under the right circumstances.
Give you some linen, give you some Corona.
I'm more exciting than like linen. I mean, like linen is not exciting, you know. It's like, I don't know what would exciting fabric be. Would like rayon would be exciting?
Ooh,
or nylon?
Satin.
Nylon, satin.
Ooh.
Velvet is exciting.
Yeah.
Linen is not exciting. Linen is like practical and sensible.
I find linen exciting.
I do too, but you know.
It's not the vibe.
It's not the vibe. We're partying.
No, I agree. I'm going to play Halcyon Dream.
Oh, nice.
Thank you so much. Do you want to give like more of a preface to it, or should we go right into it?
A shout out to my friend, my friend Walgren, whom I wrote this song while texting with.
Oh, cute. What were you texting about?
We were texting about songs because we did like some co-writing. We did a co-writing hangout sesh, and for both of us, it was like, oh, let's make, that was before I was, when I was writing this record and before I was even planning on making the record. And then, I don't know, it just kind of turned, we started like sharing ideas a lot via text and voicemails and stuff. So yeah, Walgren's like my songwriting pal, and now they are making their full length record right now too. So it's really, shout out to Walgren.
The last time I saw Walgren, they were filming a music video in my old neighborhood, and Sam Tudor was the one filming it.
Yeah.
And I was like, they are in their zone. But it was a really nice, like,
yeah, that's a cool video.
Creative tableau.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. Well, actually, Walgren and I are making another video this week, too. So double shout out to Walgren. Yeah.
Okay, this is Halcyon Dream. You are listening to it on Teachable Moments on CATR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Thank you.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes. We'll be right back.
Light inside of me, hard enough to see. What else could it mean? Love is in the heart, it came like a dream. Learn is out to roam, sown at the seam. Light inside of me, hard enough to be. Locked inside my heart, floating in the dark, floating in the dark, floating in the dark.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus, broadcasting to the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Teachable Moments is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, and today's episode are cool. Cool adjective. No, cool noun. What's up? Fashion. We just heard Alien Love Call by Turnstile featuring Blood Orange off of Turnstile's most recent release, Alien Love Call. Just where that was signed here, the Blue Hawaii Windows Down remix off of Doohickey Cubicles' Don't Fix Anything, Winky Face, and then opened that set with Halcyon Dream by Jasper, the one and only Jasper Sloan Yip, off of the double single EP split, Halcyon Dream, Gin Fizz. That was very special because we had an interview with Jasper and it was amazing. Thank you so much, Jasper, for being on Teachable Moments. Thank you so much, listener, for listening to Teachable Moments. And let's get into why today's episode of Cool is Cool, fashion. We're talking about the different types of fashion. What makes something, like, because what makes something cool is not the same. In one community, it's not the same as it is in another. We've talked about, like, playful fashion. We've talked about linen. And right now, we are going to talk about, I don't know, like, t-shirt and jeans. Just, like, punk. Just, like, kind of punks. So this is Art Fact by Dumb off of their 2018 album Seeing Green. I love this album, like, to club nights, but Seeing Green is where it's at, no offense, and also $5 dummy P, $5 are free, that's also really good. But this is Art Fact, and you are somewhere, but you're listening to 101.9 FM CIT. We'll be right back. Just heard Screamy by Primp. Up next is an IRL episode of Bam, 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 Into the Woods. I see Mel sitting in the lounge, and they're gonna go right after this.